It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
That's right. The Tracy Show is here and ready to go. Back with a Dad Joke Friday after a couple of weeks off. We're going to have to knock the rust off here, aren't we, Greg?
Yeah, guess who's back? Back again. Yeah, happy Friday. It's been a little while. I have to kind of remember how to do this. Thanks for being patient with us as we took a little hiatus.
That's right. That's right. But we're back and better than ever. So why don't you kick it off here for us this morning?
All right. Well, we were doing some projects yesterday, and Christina, she shot me with a nail gun.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, she must think I'm quite the stud.
Oh, boy. Something like that. Hey, when I was a kid, I don't know about you, but my dad used to work 12 hours a day to put food on the table for all of us.
Oh, what a guy.
Yeah, great dad, slow cook.
That's good. I like that one. One of my buddies, he's been doing some, you know, online dating or whatever.
Oh, okay.
He went on a date the other day with a woman whose online profile said she had an infectious smile.
Oh, really?
Well, it turns out she had cold sores.
Oh, yikes.
Ooh.
Do you hear about the five ants that rented an apartment with another five ants?
No, I didn't.
No, there are 10 ants.
Heath, why is the men's bathroom always on the left?
Why is the men's always on the left? I'm not sure.
No, because women are always right.
No, of course they are. Did you know that forestry is one of the easiest college degrees to get, Greg?
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you only have to take tree classes.
Tree classes. Oh, boy. Heath, what's a sloth's favorite kitchen item?
A sloth's favorite kitchen item? I'm not sure.
Slow cooker.
Oh, of course. Ha. Ha.
Ha.
That's one of my favorite parts of Zootopia, if you've ever seen that one. Let's see. What should you do, Greg, if you are addicted to seaweed?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought about it.
Sea kelp.
Oh. Shaking my head over here. Well, the other day, I helped my neighbor bury a rolled up carpet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently your boyfriend would have done it, but he's out of town.
Weird.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Maybe your friend there was a painter. Why should you never trust a painter?
I don't know why.
Because they're trying always to cover things up.
Oh, yep, they are. Heath, what has three legs and four arms?
Three legs and four arms? I'm not sure.
Oh, well, Bowden's really crappy drawing of a snake.
Oh, boy. you got to work on that one in art class. Oh, boy. Hey, how do you stop an elephant from charging, Greg?
Oh, man. I don't know how.
Take away his credit cards.
Of course you do. Well, Heath, I come to the conclusion the other day that my wife is like a newspaper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a new issue every day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Uh-oh.
Doghouse, here I come. Oh, boy. Well, somebody was telling me the other day that keeping fish inside your house is good for your mental health.
It is, huh?
Yeah, they say it's because of all the endorphins.
Gotta have those, yeah. Well, another, well, Christina, she told me she was gonna leave me if I didn't stop singing. I'm a believer.
Oh, really?
Well, I thought she was joking, but then I saw her face.
Hey, how did astronauts stay warm, Greg?
Oh, I don't know how.
Space heaters.
Yeah, of course. Oh, let's see here. I got fired the other day from my part-time job as a lawn maintenance guy.
No, really?
Yeah, I guess I just wasn't cutting it.
No, dang it anyway. Spring is here, and so I picked up a chess set out at a rummage sale that was missing some pieces the other day.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that's okay. I think I can get the rest of the pieces at a pawn shop.
Just missing those pawns.
Dang it anyway.
And if you're not familiar with chess, you don't get that
one. Don't get that one at all, nope.
Oh, so I was trying on some shoes the other day, and I was in a shoe shop, and trying on a shoe, and I said to the assistant that it's too tight.
Yeah.
And she told me to try it with my tongue out. I said,
okay, no, keep going.
I said, it's no good. The feels too tight.
Okay. I got a little ahead of myself there. It's too tight.
It's too tight.
Oh, boy. Well, we went fishing the other day, and the kids wanted to listen to some music while we were out there, Greg.
Okay.
And I put on something catchy.
Did it work?
No.
Oh, man. You just go back to the days of fishing with your dad and him telling you that you got to be quiet, otherwise a fish are going to hear you.
You're right, exactly.
Such a good one. Yeah. Heath, how do German car enthusiasts... let me back up. Let me start over. How do two German car enthusiast cowboys greet each other? I'm going to say it again. Two German car enthusiast cowboys. How do they greet each other?
I'm not sure.
Howdy, partner.
Well, here's one then along that same line. Where do Volkswagens go when they retire, Greg?
Oh, I don't know where.
To the old Volks home.
You got to put them out to the old Volks home. Oh, man. I had a policeman knock on my door the other day. He was telling me that he was looking for a man with one eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told him he'd probably use both. He'd find him a lot quicker.
That's kind of strange, because I was headed home the other day and picked up a one-legged hitchhiker.
Oh, geez, okay.
Yeah, I told him to hop in.
Howdy, partner. Yeah, got it. Heath, what happens when the fog lifts in Los Angeles?
When the fog lifts in Los Angeles, I'm not sure.
UCLA?
Oh, boy. Every morning I get up and announce to the whole house, I'm going running, but then I never go.
Okay.
It's a running joke.
Just around the block. Yeah, be there. Heath, did you hear about the big sale on boat paddles?
The big sale on boat paddles? No, I missed that one.
Yeah, no, it's a big sale. Yeah, big sale on boat paddles down in Midwest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently it's quite the ordeal.
Oh, boy. I went to the library the other day and asked if they had any books on paranoia, Greg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the librarian whispered, they're right behind you.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Last one for me today here, Heath, and I have, but I accidentally used the dog's shampoo when I took a shower this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm feeling like such a good boy.
Last one for me then, too. The other day, I decided to go visit my childhood home and ask the residents there if I could come in because I was feeling nostalgic. But they said no, and they slammed the door, Greg.
Uh-oh.
My parents are the worst. There you go.
Get out of here.
Dad Joke Friday, right here on the Tracy Show, courtesy of our friends at Prairie View Senior Living.